Hey everyone, Susan Michonne here, the Techie Mentor and host of the VA Tips, Tricks, and Advice podcast, where I share all things VA in bite-sized episodes without any fluff or filler, just the stuff that gets results. Join me as we embark on the VA freedom journey together, escaping soul-sucking jobs and mastering the skills that empower true freedom. It's time to break free and build a life on your terms. So let's dive in. Hello, my friends. Welcome to this week's episode. And today's topic is your why. So we'll start with the importance of your why, and then I will talk about ways that you can incorporate your why into your daily life. So your why is really your core reason why you're doing what you're doing, whatever it may be. But we're going to focus this on either your business or thinking about starting your business. It really helps provide your purpose, motivation, direction, and it will really help you when you keep it visible, because there will be challenges that come along this journey. And a strong why can really boost your resilience and helping you keep focused on the bigger picture so you can push through those difficult times. When you make your why visible, it's front and center. So you see it in everywhere you go. So there are people that I know that write it on lipstick on mirrors throughout the house. But you can also do any type of object or photo or symbol that is going to remind you of your why. And it could be on your desk, it could be on the wall in your office or wherever your workspace may be. It could be, the screen on your phone or the desktop on your computer. I mean, there's so many different ways that you can do this. You can also do a daily affirmation related to your why as part of your morning routine. If you meditate or set intentions or do a gratitude practice, you could pull your why into that to help set a positive tone for your day. You can also do written statements and have those in a visible spot. And maybe your why is a word, maybe it's a phrase. I mean, my why is freedom in every sense of the word. So if I see freedom, that kind of gives me the whole scope of what freedom means to me. And I used to have, sticky notes on my computer. Like I said, I've actually written in lipstick on a mirror. So it's the first thing you see in the morning. Those things are really helpful. And then what I ended up doing was I got tired of the sticky notes and the lipstick. So what I did was I went out to Etsy and I had a few statements put on wooden blocks. And they're just statements of, my why is front and center, but they're also statements on keeping me focused. So, one of them says you create the life you want. The other one is what do you have to become to be? So these are just different ways for me to stay focused. And as I said, I got tired of the sticky notes, so I went with something a little more decorative. But you can do what works for you. And, you could even just create something that has your word or your phrase on it. But you can also incorporate your why into your goals and your planning. If you do goal setting, once a quarter, once a year, your why could be front and center, helps you align your goals to make sure that you are moving towards your vision. Vision boards, that's going to be the next episode. So stay tuned for that, because they are really a great way to keep your vision. Journaling could be another. And as I said, you can do phone and computer backgrounds. You could do calendar reminders. You can share your why with others. You can have conversations. But your why really is, I think, an anchor to help you keep pushing forward when you have bad days. You may have bad weeks. And you know what, friends? You may actually have a bad month. But that doesn't mean that you throw in the towel. It just means that you try to refocus on what your why is and realize it's all part of the journey. It's not a destination. So I'd love to know what your why is if you'd like to share. Mine is freedom. Please feel free to share. As I say, I love to read everybody's comments. And as always, thanks for subscribing. And I'll see you guys next week. Hey, thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, please consider subscribing for more bite-sized insights. And remember, challenges are just opportunities in disguise. Don't give up. You're closer than you think. See you next time.